You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Voters' trust in the election process has become a point of discussion in Utah and around the country. One group has ideas for how to restore that trust.
KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
Pew Research Center shows Republicans gained trust in elections after former President Donald Trump won in 2016, but that trust fell after he lost in 2020.
And vice versa. You know, there was kind of a change on the Democrat side when Biden won that their trust jumped.
Sutherland Institute Chief of Growth Derek Monson says it could help to make voting more simple.
If we go and vote in an election center, you know, we have to wait in a long line. Is it easy to get in and process your ballot? If you vote by mail, are there issues?
Monson adds that it's important for the public to know the many security measures in elections so they can have faith in the process. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Mistrust in our election system is taking a toll on some of our biggest election workers.
Taylor Morgan, partner at Morgan May Public Affairs and one of our KSL at Night hosts, says county clerks are already asked to do a lot between elections, auditing for many of them, all, he says, without a salary to reflect the skill it takes to do that job.
You throw on top of that some, you know, unnecessary, unbased political drama. And I think it does become a little too much for a lot of our county election officials.
Taylor says worries of election fraud in Utah are unfounded, calling our state the gold standard for election security. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Now, the White House is facing criticism on both sides of the political aisle for his decision to pause a shipment of weapons to Israel. ABC's Martha Raddatz is following the story.
They do want some influence on Prime Minister Netanyahu and others in Israel, and they haven't really gotten that. Month after month, they said, no, we're not going to consider that, not anything we considered now. So you really don't know what they will do in the future if this continues and the U.S. continues to be unhappy about it. And remember those protests. President Biden is getting a lot of pushback for the U.S. support of the war in Gaza, and he is weighing that as well.
The Pentagon confirmed they paused a shipment of 3,500 weapons, most of those bombs. The president says they will continue to supply Israel with shipments of Iron Dome rocket interceptors.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says the pandemic ended a long time ago, and the federal workers who are still working from home should be back at the office. Here's KSL News Radio's Michael Commit.
Senator Romney, along with Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, are upset at the number of federal agency buildings that seem really empty, according to the Deseret News. Whether we live in a pandemic era or not, a federal personnel management survey published with the Federal Times found at least 70% of federal employees occasionally work remotely instead of heading into the office. A new bill would limit that, but unions for federal workers are pushing back, saying the ability to work remotely promotes healthier workers. Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Wall Avenue is getting some much-needed upgrades. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
UDOT will be repaving the roads and replacing some sidewalks. The busy road connects Ogden, Riverdale, and Harrisville. Construction will be between Riverdale Road and 25th Street and from 22nd Street to US 89. UDOT says to expect lane shifts, closures, and delays in the areas during the day, but they will try to keep most construction tonight. The project will continue all summer and into the fall. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Andy's here.